Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for a donation. May I please speak with Stephanie?
Okay.
Stephanie, do you have the time to do a survey today?
It's not long.
No, it's not. It's probably like less than 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to continue in English. And let's see here, Stephanie. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction, wrong, or wrong track? I'm sorry.
Can I say I don't know?
Actually, it doesn't give you that option.
Okay, I've only been here about a year. Clearly.
Okay, but we can skip this one if you like. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. Now, if the survey is asking questions, sex of respondent is female or male?
Female.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
91.
Thank you. All right. Are you or is anyone in the household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
No.
No? Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use a number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. First statement is, okay, so better street and road maintenance from 1 to 5.
Are you asking if the street maintenance is good or if...
That's asking how you would like to...
Sorry.
It's okay. I see your little goofy. Let's try to, like, move on fast here. Okay, it's asking you, like, if you think it's a better... Is it better street and road maintenance?
Three.
Okay.
Let's go two.
Okay. Now, more shops and retail stores or commercial space for business?
I'd say five.
Okay. Better public transportation options?
Pass on that one.
Okay.
Actually, I'll go with three.
Okay, three. More good paying jobs?
Five.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
Four.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Four.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options?
Five.
Okay. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker? Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen. Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
About the right amount.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Laveen. So yes, there's yes for strongly, and yes somewhat, and no, the answers. Now, the first statement is home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no? That you would like to see?
Yes strongly.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount chains. Strongly, somewhat, no?
Somewhat.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Strongly, yes.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Strongly, yes.
Okay. Doctor's offices and hospitals?
Strongly, yes.
Okay. We're almost done. In your own words,
okay.
What type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? In your own words, I'll type it for you.
Restaurant. And maybe grocery stores as well.
Grocery stores?
Okay. Dinner's ready. Okay.
We're almost done. Anything else that you would like to see in Laveen?
I think that's all. Doctor's offices.
Okay. Anything else you would like me to write on here?
No, that's all.
Okay. All right. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem housing affordability in Laveen, that is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home, is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, or a moderate problem, or a fairly big problem, or a very big problem? The housing.
I'd say a moderate problem.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, or a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Slightly a problem.
Let's see. A slight problem, you say, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Was that one of the options? Sorry.
Yes, there's a very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, not a problem at all.
Okay.
All right, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Laveen. We're almost done, I promise. Single family detached homes. Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat, or no? That you would like to see.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay, yes, somewhat. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums.
No.
Okay. Housing options for seniors.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Milk today.
That would be strongly, somewhat, or no on seniors.
No, the question. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm How-
Housing for seniors?
Yes, it's housing options for seniors.
More. Wait. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Would you like to see
the,
more?
The answer is yes.
Okay. It's strongly?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Less than 5.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
We rent our home.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Okay, we're almost done.
Okay.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Are you strongly favor, somewhat favor, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Now, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Some strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Repurpose of replaced parking lots with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed. Okay. You just don't look into my face like that then.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartment and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay. You say somewhat opposed or strongly? Somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you.
Almost done.
Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, non-college, vocational, four-year college graduate?
High school.
High school. Okay, thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000? And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Stephanie. You've been so patient with me, and I appreciate it. I know you're very busy. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much. Have a great evening, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank
you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.